You're listening to CJLO News. Lebanese students are being emotionally impacted by news of military attacks and mass death in their home country. On Tuesday night, students from McGill and Concordia organized a vigil for people killed in Israel's current ground invasion and former airstrikes in Lebanon. The vigil took place at McGill's campus. Over 200 attendees held candles and observed speakers from different student groups.
I am terrified of calling my parents and hearing something other than, "We are safe, Hayate, don't worry." I am scared that the memories that linger in the trees, the breeze, the soil, and the sea will be destroyed forever, and that the expansionist regime will swallow the mountains I've skied on in the winter and the beaches I relaxed on in the summer. I'm afraid of losing the biggest part and the most prominent part of my identity, which is my country.
This event of mourning comes as Israel begins what is called limited and targeted raids in southern Lebanon against Hezbollah operations. So far, Israeli attacks on Lebanon have killed over 1,000 people. Over 1 million people have been forced to evacuate their homes. The vigil was held to honor the dead in Lebanon and provide support for the Lebanese student community, as well as express political frustrations. Here are some words from Concordia student Hassan Raida, speaking at the vigil.
Look around you. Look at the people around you. Look at the different backgrounds. Muslims, non-Muslims, Arabs, non-Arabs. This is why we are victorious. Because we are united no matter what happens. So, just like how they are doing this in Lebanon and Gaza, where they are united hand in hand to the death, the thing that binds them together, the desire for justice.
With students recently back on campus, student activism related to the crisis in the Middle East is ramping up. McGill campus was home to the longest-standing pro-divestment encampment in North America, before it was shut down by the university in July. Various student groups have continued a variety of methods of applying pressure on their schools to divest and sanction Israel, ranging from flyering, picketing, to vigils and speeches. Here is a speaker from the Lebanese Student Association.
We have witnessed our villages and cities being carpet bombed and our people getting pulled from under the rubble. But we also witnessed our people leaving their homes with their heads held high because they know they will return to them at the hour of liberation.
That speaker went on to condemn financial ties to Israel from both schools. On the topic of divestment from Israel, Concordia has reiterated to CJLO in a statement that its fund is committed to reaching 100% sustainable investment by 2025. This action is mostly related to divestment from fossil fuels. Student activists here at the vigil object and point to the fact that Concordia's primary financial advisor is BMO, which itself invests heavily in Elbit Systems, Israel's largest weapons manufacturer. As for McGill, the most recent public financial report has over $73 million invested in 50 companies on the boycott, divestment, and sanctions list, companies linked to Israeli military operations and condemned by these activists. The future of activism on campus in the coming weeks is uncertain, but walkouts and protests are expected early next week. CJLO.com/news and follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of Are We There Yet? I'm your host, Sophie, and I'm so excited for you to be joining us today. A little bit about my show before I start. It is going to be based on a specific location each episode, and I'm going to kind of be building a sonic landscape of that location. So starting us off strong this week, we are going to be in my home neighborhood of Toronto, Parkdale, Toronto. Say what you will about it. It is where I'm from and I love it very much. And I'm really excited to kind of build this kind of sonic landscape of Parkdale for you today. Starting us off, we are going to be listening to That's Life by Luna Lee off of her new album, When a Thought Grows Wings. Kind of funny story about Luna Lee. I grew up watching her perform. I knew her as Hannah Kim. She went to my brother's classical music conservatory, shout out CMC. And she also went to my local ballet studio, shout out Pia Bauman School of Ballet. She's an incredible live performer. She just performed here at Montreal at the Pop Music Festival. And yeah, it's been amazing watching her go from stage to stage. So I'm really excited to play that for you today. After that, we're going to be hearing 1234 by Feist, classic Canadian artist and classic for a reason. This song is just wonderful. I love it. And I'm really excited to play it for you today. And following that, we're going to be hearing the Raincoat song by The Decemberists, which just kind of is a little bit of a nostalgic song for me. And it just kind of sounds to me like the epitome of West End Toronto. So I am really excited to be playing this for you. And I hope you enjoy. You are listening to CJLO 1690. This is Are We There Yet? You're listening to History in the Making, as it's my first episode. So I am really excited to play these songs for you. Let's get started.
Thank you. cozy and cold. Put the horse before the cart. Those teenage hopes who I'm teasing their eyes, too scared to run off to one little lie. Oh, oh, you're changing your heart. Oh, oh, you know who you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 10. Money can't buy you back the love that you had then.
Caroline, you're angry 'cause you sleep like a spinster and you're 28. You've been thinking late, you couldn't catch a cold. Bend your head double in the goose down, piling all the pillows high. Heave your fiercest sigh and see if that'll work. And the raincoat that you wore when it rained today. And the raincoat that you wore when it rained today. I think it only made it rain more. I think it only made it rain the more. And if the water's all wicking up your pant leg, better wear your breeches tight. I should teach you right to be so down at heel. Going off half-cocked, not shot, full of arrows from the cherubim. Oh, the nerve of them to not draw their bows. And the raincoat that you wore when it rained today. And the raincoat that you wore when it rained today. I think it only made it rain more. I think it only made it rain the more.
You just heard The Raincoat Song by the Decemberists. Before that was 1, 2, 3, 4 by Feist. And before that, That's Life by Luna Lee. Three really great songs, and I am excited to move on to the next three really great songs for you today. We're going to be hearing a track called Make You Cry. This is by Heavenly Blue off of their latest album, High Tea Dinner Party. Heavenly Blue is a really great female-fronted punk band coming out of Toronto, so I'm really excited to play them for you. Next up, we're going to be hearing 13 by Elliot Smith, which is a cover of the Big Star song. And it wouldn't be my show if I didn't play Elliot Smith in the first episode. So it's kind of fitting. And then we're going to be hearing Strawberry Blonde by Ron Sexsmith. This is a really great Toronto track. For my Torontonians listening, I hope you catch the streetcar reference. It always makes me smile hearing references to Toronto in songs. So, yeah, let's hear it.
Oh, So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Montreal's Tiniest Festival is back for its fourth edition. Tiny Fest, presented by Worst Dad Ever and CJLO 1690 AM, is taking over Casa del Popolo, La Salarosa, and La Sotterenia, October 11th and 12th. Come on out to see your favorite local and Canadian artists, such as Birds of Prey, Fireball Kid, Shunk, The Neverminds, Shallow, and so many more. Festival passes and individual show tickets are available for purchase now. For more information, check out Worst Dad Ever on Facebook and Worst Dad Ever _ on Instagram. See you there.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance, and I'll take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painting it black. Rock and roll is here to stay. We'll come inside, well, it's okay. And I'll shake you.
If herself for some love, strawberry blonde. And by her face, there was no way to tell. It seemed like all was well in the world. But the neighbors said, lost her will, gin and sleeping pills. It was no life for a little girl. Forgotten all about her. When I saw her down the aisle of a streetcar with a daughter, then I heard Amanda say as she got up, "Come on, Samantha, girl, this is our stop." Then they were gone. Strawberry Blonde.
You just heard Strawberry Blonde by Ron Sexsmith, 13 by Elliot Smith, which is a cover of the Big Star song, and Make You Cry by Heavenly Blue. I just love that Ron Sexsmith song, even though the lyrics are very sad. It really gets you with the streetcar reference at the end, at least me. And he's a Toronto legend. My mom would actually see him walking around Bellwoods all the time, so I thought I'd throw that in for a little layer of authenticity. Next up, I'm really excited to be playing this song on radio. We're going to be hearing Summer in the City by Sophia Eleftheria. I actually went to school with Sophia, and she has always had the voice of an angel, and you should check her out. Her music's great and she's a great person. So yeah, I'm really excited to be playing that for you today. Then we're going to be hearing Inside by Rosewater Park, also from Toronto, and it kind of goes with the kind of ethereal vocals that we're going to be hearing in these next few songs. And then I'm really excited to be playing Rouge by Kingdom of Birds off of their album Barks and Moans. This song is really great, and Kingdom of Birds is playing at Tiny Fest this weekend, which is brought to you by CJLO, so you should definitely check them out after hearing this track. I think they're going to be incredible live, and I really hope you go out and see them. So yeah, that's going to be Summer in the City by Sophia Eleftheria, Inside by Rosewater Park, and Rouge by Kingdom of Birds. You're listening to CJLO 1690. This is Are We There Yet? Thank you so much for tuning in, and I really hope you enjoy these next tracks.
Up late today, got a call from my boss to you. Spins in a circular motion, looking at you. You can see her devotion, she jumps up and down. She falls down for attention, I'll scoop her up. Give her that much needed affection. Hoping people will think she's tough. I love her anyways. In all ways and directions, I kiss her chirp cheeks. Give her that much needed affection. Crash, crash on the floor. I'm filled with heavy, heavy daydreams, staring at your bedroom door. Covered in pictures of your heroes. I've never walked alone. I've only traveled around the outskirts, talking to everyone. I start to get a sticky feeling.
You just heard Rouge by Kingdom of Birds. Before that was Inside by Rosewater Park. And before that, Summer in the City by Sophia Eleftheria. This was kind of a hat trick of great local Toronto bands. Yeah, like I said, I've been listening to Sophia's voice since I was maybe like 12. And it's always just been ethereal and just incredible. So I'm so glad that I got to play her on live radio. And yeah, that Rouge, that track Rouge by Kingdom of Birds is just so, so sick. I love it. And I really think that you should check them out. At Tiny Fest this weekend, if you can make it out. It's being presented by CJLO, and it's just going to be such a fun time. So, yeah, I really think you should try and head out there. Next up, we are going to be hearing This Must Be the Place by Talking Heads, though not from Toronto or, you know, necessarily a new release. It really just speaks to that kind of eclectic spirit of Parkdale, which, if you don't know, is located in West End Toronto. And then we're going to be hearing Kisses Goodbye by Bonnie Trash, which they also aren't from Toronto, but I just have really been loving this song and I want to play it. And I think that it kind of has that Torontonian spirit. And finally, we're going to be hearing Lover's Spit by The Broken Social Scene. They are a classic Toronto band and I just really like this track from them. So yeah, without further ado, you're listening to CJLO 1690. You've tuned into Are We There Yet? I'm your host, Sophie, and I'm so excited to bring these incredible tracks to you.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM.
So much for tuning in to the first ever episode of Are We There Yet? It's been so much fun hosting it. That has been a wrap on Parkdale. I hope you kind of got a taste of Parkdale. There's no way to sum it up in an hour in music, but I hope I gave you a nice taste of my interpretation of Parkdale. Playing us out, we're going to hear Zero Sum by The Smile. But thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope you tune in again next week at 9 a.m. on Wednesday.